So welcome everyone to the Global Water Healing. Today is April 2nd, 2021. And I am really excited to have Ray on here today, Lori Ray on. She's an internationally known interspecies communicator and soul healer. And I first met Ray on at the Cetacean Summit in Hawaii, where we were both presenters, and we also were both collaborating authors on the best-selling book, Dolphins and Whales Forever. Rayon, her gift really allows her to speak to animals and angels and to translate their messages to humanity. And she works in a sacred partnership with Master Cat Puda and the whales and dolphins. So It's great to have you here, Rayon. I know you've spent many, many years as an animal communicator and a teacher and a Akashic Records consultant. I know you do life path, intuitive, and telepathic teaching and spiritual coaching and all these other things. And then on top of that, you take people on trips to meet whales and dolphins around the world. And so right now you also operate the Omnidimensional Mystery School in Oceanside, right?
Correct, yeah.
You're still doing that. And you had a movie come out a few years ago.
I did.
Yeah. What, that was Ascension Guidance, Living in Your Sacred Heart?
That's right, yeah. And it's now available to everyone who wants it. It's free. All you have to do is email us, or you can sign up on our website with your own email address, and then it comes to you as a free gift.
That's so great. What is that website?
It's lauriereyon.com. So it's spelled LauriereyOn.com. Lori Reyon.
Fabulous.
Yeah. Still really valuable step-by-step processes. So, you know, you can use a little bit of it, watch a little bit of it, or you can watch all of it. Processes on how to raise your vibration. And the messages are coming through the vibration of my partner, Master Cat Puda, who is an aspect of the ancient soul of Seth, and also my ability to channel the whales and dolphins. Their messages are in the film, which are, I think, profound. So,
wow, that's fantastic. Yeah. It's beautiful you put that out there for free. So
it took us 5 years to make it. So, it, you know, like all these people volunteered. So it's quite beautiful, too. I feel like I'm, you know, kind of puffed up about it, but it really turned out beautifully, and I think it helps a lot of people, certainly.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I use it also as a teaching. Thank you.
I can't wait to go see it again. I remember I saw it quite a few years ago when it first came out, so it's time to revisit it.
Yeah. Well, send me an email, and I'll send you a copy.
All right. Thank you. I will do that. So I am thrilled to have you here today and to see what you've got for us.
Well, I'm here with Master Puda, and I feel very much in the presence, of course, of the dolphins and whales as I've been up this morning working with them. And we have a little meditation for you. I think you'll enjoy it. I hope so.
Great. Well, we're ready.
Everybody's ready. Okay. So move your energy into your heart. And the title of what we're doing is Whale Songs Clear the Waters. Okay? So today, together, we gather as a force of light, choosing to access the aspect of oneself that is the highest vibration of one's higher self, or I Am Presence. Today, we access the core of our own divinity that is deeply caring and loving, self-nurturing. For many of us, when we think of a being on Earth that embodies these qualities, we think of a cetacean, and that would, of course, be a dolphin or a whale. Let us today find that ambassador of joy and bliss within ourselves that is a representative of living within the pod of humanity. From this place, everyone serves the greater good of the pod and is a beloved brother or sister. We are beings that are capable of great love and that express here on Earth through love of self as well as love of our community through our unconditional love. Today, we will respect and honor the teachings of the whales. We ask to raise our vibrations so that we may hear their teachings and their wisdom. The whales are our elders, having lived on Earth, stewarding this planet for some 300 million years, It's almost inconceivable to imagine how long they have actually lived on our planet. What we do know, though, is there is no substitute for experience, and this makes them powerful stewards for all of us. We also know that eons ago, the whales walked upright, on the land, like humans do. Over time, they moved into living in the oceans, and they became aquatic creatures. The reason they moved into the water so long ago was because the Earth was invaded by off-world beings that were not benevolent. They had the option to be evacuated from the planet, but they chose to stay, and they moved into the water to survive the blast. They were successful, and they became, over time, water-based beings. In our communications with the whales, they ask us to set our intention, as a group, to acknowledge and access our own multidimensionality. We are capable of being in many places and within many timelines at the same time. In doing this, we open our human selves to conscious creation, accessing the memories within ourselves in new realms of possibilities. Today, we begin with a guided whale meditation to align our energies and prepare for the work that we will do together with the whales to heal the waters of the world. So sit back and relax and listen to the whales directly speak to you, and then I'll come back and we'll continue.
This is a whale guided meditation. We, the great whales of your beautiful blue oceans, invite you now to come with us on a journey into the cosmic heart. We are the ancient of the ancients, and we are the soul of the souls. We are your past, and we are your memories. We are a group consciousness joined together with you now in our hearts. We link with you now to create the future for healing and ascension of Mother Gaia. Let us go deep into the womb of our Mother Gaia and see that all that truly exists is deep and all-encompassing love. Let us feel this expanded and eternal love. This is love that is for each of us and for all of us. Let us feel the love that called us forth from Source to answer and lovingly come and experience creation and life here on beautiful Gaia. Let us enter the library of the Akashic Records together, where we can remember the truth of who we truly are. Each of us is a great and powerful spiritual being who is deeply connected to our Creator. We are extensions and representatives of the divine love of creation. Let us seek the truth of our origins, our choices, and our many, many lifetimes of love and service to this wondrous earth experience. We, the whales, were the first beings to incarnate upon planet Earth. We, the whales, are the molecular Akashic librarians of Earth's evolution. What we refer to as the Akashic Records lives in the oceans of planet Earth. The information is stored in the water molecules and contains the records of every journey, of every soul, over every lifetime. Because water is never destroyed, only recycled, Earth's entire history remains safe in our ocean archives. Let us enter the library of the Akashic Records together, where we can remember the truth of who we truly are. Each of us is a great and powerful spiritual being who is deeply connected to our Creator. Each of us is greatly honored and loved for making the decision to come to this beautiful blue planet. Each of us is loved for making the choice to consciously forget who we truly are when we were born in this lifetime. Each of us is now encouraged to connect with the whales as we make the conscious choice to remember who we truly are. Remembering who we really are is an important choice for each of us at this time in Earth's evolution. We, the whales, are here now to communicate with you and assist you in seeking the truth of your being. It is important to now reach for the knowledge that is held in the Akasha. Once there was a time to consciously forget who you truly are, in that you would participate and create from that place. But now, by divine design, it is time to remember. Source energy has asked us, the whales, to assist you, the humans, in remembering who you are. Now is the time to begin to create from a place of consciousness and to experience the truth of why you chose to be here today. In this quest for self-awareness, we can together identify ourselves as beings who value love above all else. We are coming to know ourselves as vibrations of love, and in doing so, confirm our belief in peace. We are also remembering our world and our beautiful Mother Gaia in a new light. Let us choose to gather with like-minded people and begin to take back the conscious control of our environment. Let us remember the power of our thoughts and feelings as we are powerful creators, and together we will co-create a new world in which to live. Let us join together and use the power of intentional evolution to remember. And together, joined in love, let us now create in peace, harmony, and unity consciousness with every feeling, every desire, every thought, every word, and every action. The universe is one living, breathing, conscious being, and we are interconnected to our universe, to our planet, and to each other through the vibration of that which we call love. We, the whales, anchor the vibration of love that is beamed to Earth from distant sources. We now, in this meditation, join with you to anchor this love vibration together. We now align and synchronize our heartbeats with your heartbeat. Feel your heartbeat now and consciously join your rhythm with ours. Now imagine and sense your living light field merging with the light fields of we, the whales. Now imagine and sense us joining our pulse and rhythm with that of Gaia, our beautiful Mother Earth. Here, we find harmony in our joined rhythms and living fields of color and sacred geometry. Here, we find an all-encompassing feeling of peace, and we find our own personal sense of purpose. Now come with me as we journey back through the cosmic heart to the heart of our Creator. Let us visit our beloved Creator and remember the love that is the origin of our source. Let us claim the true dreaming state of the living heart of the cosmos. We awaken to our true creatorship and to the truth of our soul's journey. We now claim our heritage as children of Creator Source. We are holy. We are sacred. We are divinity embodied. We are love and we are light. We are truly one heart and one love. And so it is.
The whales say thank you for taking the journey. They're asking us now to join together with our consciousness and with the love that we feel for the planet and all of the waters. Let us choose to raise our vibration collectively and connect to a portal of light that will open for you in your very own home, wherever you are in the world. Visualize the ocean below your floor of the home where you are now. Visualize the whale swimming below your feet. And give permission now for this virtual experience as the portal opens. Now slip into the warm, tranquil ocean water below your feet. This portal of light and water in your own home will directly connect you now to a greater portal of light where we can all join and access the energy together. We're about to take a magical journey with the whales, where we can all work together as a force of light to clear the waters of this world. Breathe deeply now. Ground yourself into the earth below the water, connecting to the Earth Mother. Ask that your human form is cared for and protected as we take this journey now with the great humpback whales. We find ourselves joined now together with a large pod of the humpbacks in the beautiful warm blue waters. We're guided now into a chamber that's deep under the ocean. We are told as we enter with the whales that this is the Akashic Record Room. This is where the crystals are stored that represent you and your soul energy as we visit this planet. Within this room are all of your records of all of your lives, stored in the energetic field of that which is you. Within this amazing chamber, we realize that we are in a holographic field of light. We see ourselves as we truly are, which is literally light projected onto the medium or the matrix of Earth. Many call this the matrix or the web, or some the crystalline grid. This now moment is the point of projection on which you perceive yourself and that which you currently physically exist within. And now, it is our intention to merge with our own multidimensional self. As we journey with the whales, we are taken deep into the ocean waters again. Here we remember when the water was first brought to this beautiful planet. In the creation of our planet, it was decided that all of the water would be delivered at one time, eons ago. The water that was created for Earth would be sentient, conscious, and alive. Our water would have memory capabilities, and the amount or measurement of water would never be destroyed, only recycled. Water was created to be the medium for life to be seeded and to evolve. Water also became the medium of storage and the memory for the Akashic records of the planet. Every soul's journey would be recorded in the water molecules and stored for posterity. The consciousness of water would always be available for all souls to access as they evolved and begin to seek their own information. The history of all that ever has been, is now, or ever will be is in the water. The history and the knowledge is within the water in the oceans, and even within the water in your own body. Remember, the exact amount of water that was delivered is the exact same amount that exists today. The water was given the capability of transforming itself into vapor so that it could travel and cover the planet in clouds and ultimately descend to the earth through snow and rain. The water that was originally delivered as an ocean began to move freely upon the earth, and it created rivers and lakes and streams. The water was given the capacity to freeze and to create ice. But most importantly, the water became the necessary component for physical life to be seeded, for us to be born, and for water-based life to begin to exist, remembering that water is sentience, and we are water. So as we remember our own creation and the history of our water, we ask again to tap into the Akashic records of the vibration of water when it first arrived. Water was loved and held in the essence of our own source. The water was filled with light, color, and song, holding the purest, most pristine geometric designs. The water was pure potentiality for each of us and for all of us. In many ways, water is simply crystallized light. When we think about healing all of the waters on our planet and restoring this original vibration, we must first think about restoring it within ourselves. We are the keepers of the water within our own bodies. The water in your body responds instantly to love and appreciation. If we can offer our own water perfect love and acceptance, forgiveness, and then gratitude, we can transform our whole body into a vehicle that can carry more light. When the vibration of the water in your body rises, the crystalline structure of the water that is your own blood changes, and it vibrates again with the frequency of healing and well-being. So by consciously blessing the water within us, in just a few moments we are changed, we are healed, and we become the good stewards for the sentience of water. So together, now in this moment, joined in love, let us take the opportunity to change the water in our own bodies through intention. As we become lighter, we crystallize the light within us and return much of our own water, vibration, and consciousness to that of purity and love. So everybody, grab a glass or a bottle of water and hold it to your heart. And here is our personal water blessing. When we choose to bless the water, we change the crystalline structure of the water molecules in our own body. And this is preparing us for the next leg of our journey, which is the healing with the whales. So the water blessing is, water, we bless you. Water, we love you. Water, we honor you. Please forgive us for polluting you or harming you in any way. And now we're going to say the Ho'oponopono prayer three times to the water. And this is to your own body. Water, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. Water, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And I love you. And one more. Water, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And I love you. So take a moment now to taste your blessed water, feeling the softness of it. Through the power of our divine essence and our own personal vibration, we raise the vibration of this water to the highest possible vibration right here today. And now, let us bring our attention to the whales. When humpback whales sing, the crystalline structure of water changes. The water begins to heal and restructure within 30 seconds of being in the presence of whale song. So this is just another level of what we're doing with our own voice. Years ago, the Japanese scientist Dr. Masaru Emoto photographed the structure of water, proving that it's conscious and sentient and alive. He proved that when water is in the presence of a positive vibration, it becomes It forms beautiful sacred geometric molecules. This includes positive loving words or beautiful music. He was able to begin photographing this phenomenon and prove that water is alive and that it responds to its direct environment. Further studies with Dr. Emoto and Dr. Todd Ovakides worked together to clear the filthy and the toxic Japanese tap water. They had no luck with music and positive words to clear this green, filthy, toxic water. Then they brought in the humpback whale songs, and the water immediately began to clear. They were amazed and delighted as they discovered only the whale sounds could clear the green, toxic water. And then they began to observe that the water crystals that they photographed were in the shape of the life body, or known as the Merkaba. The geometric form of the star tetrahedron was what the water crystals chose to create, which was the result of being exposed to humpback whale sounds. Scientific proof now exists that the whale songs perhaps are the most powerful healing sounds on the planet and designed to assist the human in restoring your original design, which is your life body. The whales have told me that their songs are the songs of creation, and they're here to assist everyone in creating a higher vibration. So deeply feel now into the whale song that I'm going to play for you, and I want you to feel your own water crystals changing. See the geometry within you forming, aligning and clearing as your own blood changes into beautiful water crystals. Welcome the whale sounds into your body. Our own vibration with the help of the whales and our water blessing, let us work together now to take this vibration to the oceans of the world. We connect now directly again to the energy of the many pods of whales in the various oceans of Earth. Become aware of your breath. Feel your physical body in peace and move into emotional balance, again, deeply connected to the heart in the feeling state. Allow the light that you carry in your heart now to join with the whales, rippling out into the waters of the world, expanding and permeating the molecules. We're here because we love. We're here because we choose to join together with this common cause, emanating more heart light and love than we could ever do alone. Our energy continues to spark and ignite the waters of the world with transformative healing light. I welcome a continual now infusion of solar divine light flowing through me. My light is now being shared with the rivers, the lakes, and the many streams of earth flowing down into the reservoirs. Our collective love now is affecting the drinking water as it purifies into the pipelines of water that is carried to the homes of the people, shimmering now and vibrating with love. The water is used to create various drinks to be purified, or many products that carry water are now being purified because of our collective intention. Even our shampoos and our dish soaps are many food products that are stored in water, recalibrated because of our love. We acknowledge that we have moved into a unified force of light, working in partnership with the whales, changing every molecule of water back into light. We celebrate this day, working in harmony. We have answered the call of our hearts to come together now. As we bless the waters of our planet, we raise our vibrations collectively, and we will continue to initiate new forms of action and life upon this beautiful planet. Let us bless the waters of life. Let us bless ourselves as divine instruments working to serve the greater good of all. And now, lastly, take a moment to offer your love and your immense gratitude to Mother Gaia. Let us bring her healing love and light into every corner of this planet, into all forms of water. Beloved ones, we close this healing and this blessing of our earth and our waterways by blessing all beings in all places and at all times. Namaste. I am Lori Rion, and I'm here with my partner, Master Cat Puda SF. We are here with the whales. Thank you, everyone. Buddha's sitting here saying, ask everybody what their water crystals look like right now.
That's great.
Such a great question, huh?
Thank you, Rayon. Yes, that's a great question. Does anyone who has an answer for what their water crystals look like right now, you can go ahead and star 6 to unmute yourself, tell us your name, and share a little bit with Rayon. Always takes a minute for everyone to get back in their bodies.
Yeah, I think we left him in the ocean, didn't we?
Yeah.
Hi. I think somebody else has gotten on there before me. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Me?
No, Lori, Frederick. It was a wonderful trip.
Frederick?
Yes, Lori. Thank you so much for this wonderful journey. It was powerful, very powerful.
Mm. Oh, well, you're welcome.
Mm. So I think that few people will speak because it's very hard. It's so powerful.
Mm. Yeah. Well, that is the intention, isn't it? That we take our power to do something wonderful with it. And sometimes we forget how powerful we are. We use love.
That's true.
Hi, it's Roxy. Can you hear me?
Yes, thank you.
That was awesome. Thank you so much, Lori.
You're welcome.
I was just wishing I could actually understand what they were saying and answer back. It was lovely.
My experiences with whale song is it's in the category of bliss, you know, just radiating their, you know, it's their sentience is they're just so happy. They're so evolved, you know, to where they've completely taken absolute control of their thoughts, words, and deeds, and they're all loving, you know. For years, people have emailed me, maybe you too, Mary, and they've said, well, what do the whales think about people that kill them, you know, or like back in the years when they were harpooned, and, you know, they've just said to me, we knew that that would be a potential, you know, when we incarnated after humanity started to wake up, and they just see us like little two-year-olds, you know, throwing rocks in the backyard, you know, little bullies sometimes. And they just said, don't worry, we'll be back. It's easier for us to reincarnate than it is for you. And we're here for you. You know, we'll keep coming back. And as you evolve and change, we'll be here to steward you. And that's exactly what they're doing. You know, they just sort of watch over us, you know.
Yeah. Lori, what I've gotten from them, too, is they say, you know, we're not mad at you. We're not upset with you about, you know, what's happening. You know, we just do what we can to help you raise your vibration so you'll do better in the future.
Yeah. Yeah.
No
and if we look back, we can remember that when we did kill them, you know, in mass levels of the harpooning and so forth, whale hunters, is that we use their flesh to create light in the lamps.
Yes. Light.
So it's kind of interesting, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
Hi.
Bring in light.
Jamie. Hi. Is there an echo? Am I clear? I'm not sure.
You're good, Jamie. Go ahead.
I'm vibrating an awful lot right now. I just wanted to share that a long time ago I went to a past life gathering, and we were supposed to go to our Akashic however you say that, records, and we went through this whole process, and everything I saw, like to get to the records, was like everything was vibrating with color, and when I got to the book and everything, every page was light, and there was nothing written, just everything was light, and then I became this ball of light, and I went towards the earth, and as I was seeing the earth and got closer and closer, and when all was said and done, the woman who took us to our past life said I was coming to Earth as it was being formed. But it was so weird. I thought, something's wrong with me. I can't see words, but everything was light. And when you were talking about us being light or the whales being light, and it made me feel so good. Like I could connect to that in a whole different way.
Thank you for sharing that beautiful memory. We are light, you know. And
people
hear words or see words within the language of light, then that's just, you know, more to be revealed, you know.
Yes. Thank you so much, Lori and Puda.
She's smiling at you.
I can feel it.
Bless you too, sweetie.
Somebody else has something you'd like to share?
It's Jen. I just want to say my water crystals are feeling magnificent.
Okay.
And to thank our beautiful humpback whales and all cetaceans and the oceans and waters of our planet. And Lori for holding the space and being the vessel to those beautiful creatures. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's our pleasure, our honor.
I used to be a dolphin. I have memories. I have memories
of
that very, very clearly.
Yeah. I'm just saying you may be a dolphin now. You know, we have many aspects of our soul. You might be one right now.
Yeah.
So go swim with yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. Luckily, I live in a place where there's like thousands of dolphins.
Where do you live?
In Byron Bay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a special place. I can go sit up on a high cliff and you'll just see hundreds of them frolicking in the waves, you know. Just
We have that here. We have thousands of dolphins you know, in Southern California. And
beautiful.
Just incredible to experience this. Pods, you know.
Mm.
Incredible. So much joy.
It is.
Hi, I wanted to just add really quickly from, I'm Suzanne from New London, Connecticut, and as you were speaking about the whales, and then you made the comment, Rhian, and thank you for that meditation, you made the comment about how did they feel, the whales feel when somebody had killed them, and you responded by, they see us as two-year-olds, but they're like, don't worry, we can reincarnate, and I am remembering, I've always remembered with such shame, it's not my favorite part of my city, that we are known as the Whaling City, an old New England town where they used to kill the whales and bring them in for, and they're very proud of that. You'll see whales, you know, Whaling City this and Whaling City that. It's always embarrassed me. So, and thank you for that perspective to look at it differently and to bring that into meditation and communication with the whales. So thank you for that so much.
Sure. Well, part of it is they would say to you is, look how far you've come, you know, as a species. We've evolved quite a bit even in the last 50 years, you know.
Yeah.
It's true. That's a good point, too. Thank you.
You know, down in Mexico, in San Ignacio Bay, that's where the gray whales migrate to, you know, from the Arctic Circle. And there they have their babies and, you know, they mate. And you can get in these little pontoons, these boats, you know, some of you have been there with me, I mean, when we do our retreats there. And the mothers bring their babies to the boats. And this is the same bay that was filled with blood, literally, as, you know, hundreds, maybe thousands of them were mutilated not that long ago through harpooning. And the same area now, it's like their nursery. And they've forgiven us, and they bring their babies, you know. Talk about the epitome of this is to go to the same place where your family was killed, you know.
Yeah.
Wow.
Say to the people, I'm sorry. I'm, you know, we forgive you.
Yeah.
Please meet my baby. It just blows my mind. When I think of having trouble with forgiveness, I think of them, you know.
Yeah. They are the masters, aren't they? Yeah.
They're so wise. Mm-hmm. Just incredibly wise. And they gave me, I think it's 5 years ago now, a powerful message, which is a YouTube if you're interested. It's a I have a YouTube channel called Lori Rhian, and it's the Gray Whales on Forgiveness. And I just think that message is the way they use their words to describe how they see us, you know, and how the power of forgiveness is so life-changing. Something you might want to check out.
Thank you. I definitely will. Thank you for that. How do I remute myself after the star six? Oh, star six again.
Yes.
Thank you, Mary.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Is there anybody else that wanted to share something before we wrap it up?
Wait, I just wanted to add something. This is Jamie again. There's a really cool book called Awakening to the Animal Kingdom, and there's a chapter on whales and dolphins in it and what they have to say. You maybe it's by Robert Shapiro and Julie Rapkin. One, I think that one person channels and the other one writes it.
I don't know that book.
I don't either. Check that out.
Wow, a new one we don't know.
They have one from the plants as well. But
cool.
It's pretty cool.
That is cool. Thank you, Jamie.
Oh, my gosh. Everything's from my heart.
Could you repeat the name of that book and the authors, please?
She said Awakening to Animals.
Awakening to the Animal Kingdom.
Awakening to
Thank
the Animal
you.
Kingdom.
And it was Robert Shapiro. Thank you.
Right. Good. Okay. Well, I think it's time to wrap it up. And I'd like to let everyone know that, I mean, first of all, thank you, Rhian. That was spectacular to have the whales here with us today. I'm feeling all blissed out and
happy.
Oh,
and
me too. All tingly.
It is. It's beautiful. And next month on May 7th, our meditation will be led by Muriel Lindsay.
Yay!
Muriel. And I also would like to let everyone know that on May 21st, which is also a Friday, at this same time, on this same phone line, I'm going to be leading a global tree meditation. So it's working together with the trees for the sake of the planet. And it's a project I'm involved in with some other people, and one of my contributions is going to be to lead that tree meditation live. So I'll remind you next month, too. But you can mark it on your calendar, May 21st, same time, same channel. Okay. So thank you again, Rayon and Puda, for the lovely, lovely meditation with the whales. And
you're most welcome. Thank you for inviting us.
Yes, thank you. And I'm going to unmute everyone so we can have our chaotic goodbye. It's always fun.
That was thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you. Bye. 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 Bye